You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This Saturday, June 26th, catch boxing's undisputed superstar and undefeated two-division world champion Gervonta Tank Davis as he moves up two weight classes in a bid to make history. Standing in his way is powerful, unbeaten world champion Mario Barrios, plus three other great fights on the card, including top contenders Erickson Lubin and Jason Rosario, as they meet in a WB super welterweight title eliminator. So we're going to give you a chance to watch those fights. Wait a minute. Caller 10 at 905. Caller 10 at 905 is 713-780-3776. We'll get a promo code to watch the entire card live on Showtime pay-per-view for free. It's Gervonta Tank Davis versus Mario Barrios this Saturday night, only on Showtime pay-per-view. Caller 10 at 905-713-780-3776.
All right, it's 903 here. So it's 905 you're going to call in?
Caller 10, 905.
Couple minutes. All right, so I don't find that this... Do you find that these people are really dumb, though?
Well, explain why they may or may not be dumb.
A group of French national team fans arrived in Bucharest on Saturday with tickets to see the defending world champs face Hungary at the Euros, only to find out the game was more than 500 miles away in Budapest. Aren't they the same thing? I mean, aren't they? Budapest, Bucharest.
Well, considering they missed the game because in the wrong spot, no, they're not the same thing.
So they were like, I don't know. What? Bucharest is different than Budapest? No one knew that.
No one. The people who showed up at the right place knew that it was different.
Yeah, I guess.
But
wouldn't you accidentally say, okay, I want to go to Bucharest or Budapest?
No,
the people who showed up probably were just pretty lucky. They said the right thing.
I feel like maybe they pay closer attention to where the game was than others. It's pretty...
Isn't it like the same thing? I mean, I can't blame these people.
I could. What do you mean?
Do you know the difference? Have you ever... I mean, isn't Bucharest really Budapest? It's the same thing. They're both Ests.
Isn't Spain and Portugal the same thing?
It kind of is. If you showed up in Madrid, you'd be like, oh, crap, it's in Portugal. That's about 500
Serbia,
miles away.
Isn't Serbia...
Wait a minute. Slovakia, isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, if the Mavericks had drafted...
U.S. and Canada, Minnesota, okay.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Manitoba,
Minnesota. What's the difference?
Wait a minute. Idaho and Wyoming. It's the same thing.
Well, yeah, but those are the same countries.
Well, but you're still 500 miles away. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're right. We're going to meet in Wyoming.
Yeah.
I went to Idaho. What? Yeah.
And okay. I, of course, 288 and 290. What's the difference? Big deal. It should be pretty close, right?
It should be two away.
I mean, 288, 290 should be right next to each other, shouldn't it? No.
I'll just have to take a left, go two blocks, and I'm on it.
Bing, bang, boom, bing. I'll just hook a right on 288. Everything should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, 288 and 290 apparently are not close.
It's the same thing. North Dakota, South Dakota, whatever. It's the same. Canada.
I'm glad the
Greenland. City, Missouri,
Canada and Greenland.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Luckily for the Mavericks, they figured out that Slovakia isn't the same as Slovenia, because if they flew to Slovakia to scout some dude named Luka Doncic, they wouldn't have been able to. So it's probably very important to know where you're going.
Yeah, in hindsight.
Foresight. Now you can say it. But if you were going, you'd be like, so? Just give me a ticket to what? What? It doesn't matter. Slovakia, Slovenia, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
That's a good way to go about traveling, not knowing where you're going.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't blame these people.
I can. It's a pretty easy way to blame someone.
But you know what? It's going to work out for them, because France will play now in Budapest their next round.
You think, Dale.
So they're in the right place.
You think they're going to... Wait a minute. Think they stayed in the same spot for over a week?
They are. They said, well, you know what? Instead of going,
so how much
we decided to learn... And did anyone know this was actually Romania to begin with? Did anyone know that?
One of them is not in Romania, correct?
Pardon me?
Isn't Budapest not in Romania?
And no one knows.
I think it's in...
That's unanswerable.
No, it's pretty easy on a map. In fact, I can Google it right now.
It's unanswerable.
Budapest in Hungary.
Okay, see?
Bucharest. Where, John?
In Romania?
Two different countries.
No one knows.
That. No, it's pretty easy. I can
see
it.
What about Transylvania? Is that near Romania?
That's not
like
actually.
It's all vampire places, right?
No.
Transylvania has vampires, yes.
Transylvania is in Romania. It's a region in Romania. But
exactly.
It doesn't
have
actually
vampires.
Have vampires. Not in real life.
Abraham Lincoln.
Lots of movies about
He never
vampires.
Went to Transylvania.
He never went to Transylvania.
He saved this country from vampires.
Pennsylvania, Transylvania. Kind of roots.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania has its roots in Transylvania.
Yeah. Oh, you can
if
trace
you know
back
history.
The lineage?
What's yeah,
the history?
You know history.
Okay, what's the history?
Well, what?
You got he said if you know the history.
If you know the history of Pennsylvania.
You got to go Ancestry.com and 23andMe. It's all in there. It's all in there.
So you don't know it, but you know someplace who has the history.
Yeah, I got a friend who has done the Ancestry.com on it. So
seems like a lie.
So
but
I win
okay.
that one. 907 here on.
Seems like a giant
and Adele
lie.
And said a stupid thing about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, the dumbest thing ever.
What did I say again?
You said he wouldn't play again.
No, I didn't.
It might be his last game ever.
That's not what I said.
Dumbest thing
that's
ever.
Not what I said.
Dude just scores goals. That's all he does.
Not who's not who didn't move on in the Euros. It was an upset. It seems like a lot of the teams
all the major teams that you've been aware of over the last decade or so. They all moved on. No major team was like, oh, you had an awful cup. They may have been lackluster in their play, but. Those guys made it. The Germanys, Italy, Netherlands, France, John's favorite, Portugal, Spain, they all advanced. You're going to get the big boys.
Astros won.
Spain looked pretty good.
Yes,
in their last one. Yeah.
Astros won yesterday 13-0. They had 17 hits again. Another monster hit, monster run performance. Another home run for Jose Altuve. Another home run for McCormick. You had a home run, another home run for Yordan, who owns Camden. And
5 homers in 6 games and 39 homers in his 150 games with the Astros is the most ever but in their first 150 games for the Astros.
It was the return of Kyle Tucker, who was
skinny.
Yeah, who was hit 6th, and he's lost some weight, but he came right out and was 2-for-3 and had an RBI in yesterday's game. Toro was the other home run hit. So they had 4 home runs in yesterday's game. Urquidy with a strong performance. Bullpen didn't screw anything up. Completely clean sheet for the boys as they won 13-0.
Maybe there is something to the 6-man rotation. Every starter is going deep and looking really good. Every starter.
Well, we just started it.
Huh?
They just started the 6-man rotation where it would even be
in
effect. Where it would even, a guy would make a second start. You know what I mean?
This is his second start in the 6-man rotation.
You just started.
So he had 5 days off, and he looked great.
But he played
so
the Orioles, too. Orioles.
Well, there is something to that.
I mean, you have
that.
To there at is least something. Admit the second worst team in baseball is who you faced.
Yeah.
Like, that factors. And you're the hottest team in Major League Baseball. It was legitimately the top team versus arguably the worst team. Not even arguably.
I get that.
The best versus the worst in the American League.
I get that, but
I mean, I'm just saying that was out there too. Now, the Astros, from a win streak standpoint, they do have 10 straight, and they have won 1, 2, 3, 4. They've won 14 of their last 16. During that time frame, they have failed to score 6 runs or more just 1, 2, 3 times. In their last 16 games, they've scored 6 runs or more 13 of 16 times. 6 runs, not 5, which is plenty, especially in today's baseball, not 4, 6 runs or more. There's a reason you're going to win 14-16 when you're scoring 6 runs or more. Here's what's up next on the docket. So you just swept Chicago with 4 at home. I guess you swept Texas in a 2-game series. So you swept Texas, you swept Chicago in a 4-game series. So you have 3 straight sweeps. If we're counting a 2-game sweep, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
You swept the Orioles, and now you've got a four-game set coming against Detroit. Of course, it goes tonight because you don't have any breaks. So you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to look like this. Garcia, Fromber, and that's the ESPN Plus game, Lance McCullers Jr., and Odorizzi before, at home, the Orioles come back to town, and then they're going to see Greinke, Urquidy, Garcia. And then you're in Cleveland. So, look, Detroit can be, they have heckled you before in this, they've heckled you before this season.
Detroit swept you.
They have swept you, and they have won three. They've won three straight. They beat the Cardinals twice and the Angels, so they've won three straight. They're 32-42. I don't think you sweep Detroit in four straight, but I mean, you're going to be favored in all four. You're not going to be an underdog in any of the four games. You'll be a favorite in all four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big favorite. And you're 18 games over 500 now. You are five games over 500 on the road, 13 over over 500 at home. You are getting the best pitching. ESPN ranks you as the second best team. And I mean, the Giants are really, really good. The Giants are a really, really good baseball team. And they continue to win. But the Astros are, it goes, according to ESPN, the Giants are the best team, Astros second, the Dodgers, White Sox, Padres, Rays. The Rays have fallen apart of late. Although, did you see the Wander Franco? Did you see him homer in his first game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's going to be really, really good. The loss of Tyler Glasnow is really bad for them, though. I can't believe the A's. Now, the A's lost yesterday. The Astros have a two-game lead. I can't believe they're doing this with this pitching that they have. I just can't. And, oh, by the way, did you see? We did a sports map video on this, that the Astros, when the Yankees come here right before the All-Star break, they're giving away 2017 rings.
Oh, are they really?
They're giving away Altuve jerseys.
Wait, right before or during?
And a World Series trophy will be a giveaway.
Right before or during the series?
During the series. Those are the giveaways.
Perfect. It's about time that we started trolling people back.
That's right.
Push back. Ring it up. Yeah, it would have looked a little bad last year had you done that. But now, after all the spider tacks out and all the former players that come out, the Yankees were never unsealed.
And with the Yankees,
they should do a big ceremony.
Here's the problem.
Make the Yankees wait 10 minutes for the game to start as they do another World Championship trophy. Like, and in celebration of the 4-year anniversary of that 1 year where they won, like something totally made up. Here's the trophy, ladies and gentlemen. And then Lance McCullers is out there throwing a first pitch.
Well, but here's
even
the problem.
If he's not starting.
Here's the problem. A-hole Yankee fans throwing the rings at the players on the field.
They don't get them, do they?
Well, yeah. Everybody, you walk in the building, you get one.
First of all, you get a Yankee jersey on, you don't get one.
Yeah. Well, how about if you...
No, you don't hand it to them.
How about if you wear an Astros jersey over your Yankee jersey and then take it off?
Then you check people.
Well, what do you mean? You got to check underneath their...
Yeah. Say, lift up your jersey.
What?
Do you get checked at the airport for stuff?
Yeah, but you don't lift up your shirt. What about women?
You could. They check the belt if they need to check the belt.
Well, that's what they do to pitchers.
You have a female attendant to come put the gloves on and you check the women. this is the airport. TSA does this. Yes, you check.
No,
Yankee
they don't
fans.
Pat the women down. You they want them.
You say, let me see. Lift up your
they
shirt.
They don't.
Let me see. Let me.
Let me lift see. Up lift shirt. Up your shirt.
Hmm. Okay. Is there another shirt under? Oh, you got another shirt under. Can I see that shirt? No? Okay. Then you can't get in. Then go ahead and get in. You don't get a ring. It's real easy like that. We're not going to keep you from getting in, but you don't get a ring.
You
100% don't give a ring to a Yankee fan.
Well, I agree with you, but that's not the way it works. You can't discriminate against people, Lance.
Yes, you can.
You have to be inclusive.
Oh, okay. How come Astros fans were... did you see the girl who had to take her shirt, had to go get a different shirt from the team store because she said they hate us or something like that? And they said, I'm sorry, Astros security made the girl change her shirt because it said something like hated by all or not even the most hated shirt. It was something fairly innocuous. And they made her – they're making people take – they can't bring in signs. Oh, yes, you can limit people's – opportunities and giving away a ring to a Yankee fan. No, you don't have to do that. Use your eyeballs. Let's see. Will you? Nope. You go.
Well, they, and what? Maybe
keep
they have stepping. To. You have to say okay. Say park
ask
the car.
A question.
You have to say a certain. What's the sentence? New York. Forget about it. You got to say forget about it.
No, with New York, like what would they never? You can just say, who is the.
What do you think of Chicago pizza?
Yeah, you can say that, or you can say.
And what's their? No, you say. Excuse me.
New York pizza's the best.
I think Chicago pizza's better than New York pizza. What do you think? And then see how they respond.
See how they respond.
No, you could do this. Like, who's the best young player in baseball? And if they go, Gleyber? No, wrong. No. It's Kyle Tucker. It's Chaz McCormick.
Yeah,
wrong.
That's right.
Get to stepping.
Beat it. Beat it. No
it's
ring for you.
It's a 27-year-old.
No ring for you.
It's 27-year-old Framber Valdez.
917 ESPN 97.
Wrong answer, Miles Straw.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 920 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. I'm looking at a story about a plan for baseball. And the plan is, this week, the plan has been, let's stop cheating. Pitchers, stop cheating. So let's give let's get some more offense into the game. We'll find out whether or not there will be more offense. There certainly has been for the Astros, not so much for their opponents. They continue to pitch well. I guess our guys, I don't know, were our guys cheating or not? It doesn't appear to be that they were using the sticky stuff. And have we seen Astros?
Well, Garrett Cole did. Justin Verlander was mentioned too, right?
Yeah,
by the clubhouse attendant.
But I mean, look at. I mean, Greinke, Framber. Did we ever see? Because we've seen Kershaw. Kershaw doesn't pitch until Sunday. Now he did pitch the other night, but he doesn't pitch until Sunday. He's not going to have all that crap on the back of his hat. We've seen it. We've seen the black tar on the back of his hat.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and we've seen Red Sox pitchers with the goop and the, you know, all the stuff on their arms and everything else. Have we seen our guys with that? I guess we knew Cole was doing it, but
I never have.
I know.
And I Googled Framber Valdez hat because if somebody, and also Framber Valdez glove, because if somebody, because he kind of came out of nowhere, whatever. If somebody had something on Framber and they're studying the Astros like crazy, every single, don't act like John Boy doesn't have a group of 10 people in a basement somewhere looking at every video. If somebody had something on Framber or any of the Astros, they would for sure do it. And I would go so far as to say, I'll bet you the Astros are being very careful not to get caught up in it for fear of.
Yeah.
Of basically drumming up the same old stuff that they had to deal with last year, which was not fun for them. People did not have a good time. So, I don't recall seeing that. I don't think that's an issue. You got a bunch of young, you got a bunch of nobodies in a bullpen, basically. So, and no one's going to accuse them of using a bunch of spider tack. But I have not heard the Astros mention with this. I haven't heard about, look at Astros spin rates are way different now. We do know the Astros have locked in on spin rate for a long time. That's what Jeff Leno locked in on, which is why he found certain pitchers. But I haven't heard them mention.
Yeah. So this is talking about changing a change in the game. What is going to be the biggest effect on the game? Not being able to use the sticky stuff, the substance, the foreign substances, or regulating the shift.
Ooh, man, that's a good one.
Did you see Manny Machado? Manny Machado is their third baseman. He was playing right field last night.
This is my favorite. So Chad Moriyama, who covers, he's got a fan site called Dodgers Digest, and he's got a video, and all he says, it's got Machado out there diving for a ball in right field.
He's
the third
on
baseman.
The warning track diving for Max Muncy's double.
And this is all it says. Max Muncy doubles into the right field corner just out of the reach of third baseman Manny Machado's diving try. Baseball. I mean, that's something that would cause old-timers to literally perish, have heart attacks, and die.
Well, you know why? Is because they would go hit it to left field.
Yeah.
Well, how can you not, when Manny Machado, the third baseman, is playing basically a deep right
how
field.
How clever are you when you're making a third baseman run all the way out there? He's not going to be accomplished. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Manny Machado was. He didn't look accomplished when he was out there diving for the ball.
No.
He didn't look like he had a great feel for it. But, yeah, if they switch the shift, I still think Spider Tack could end up
if having
a bigger
impact. If you have to
have
two men on each side of the base.
Boy, how many times have you seen people hit right into the shift that would have been base hits? You see it all the time.
Yeah.
That's a major, major deal. If you want to really get baseball to where it used to be, basketball has illegal offense and illegal defense.
And illegal defense, absolutely.
They have both
of
them. You can't just stay in the lane.
Yeah.
So they have that to create. You can't.
There's all kinds of. Well, football. I mean, I don't know that there's no illegal setup defensively. You can do whatever you want, but if you do stupid stuff, guess what's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Well, they've had to take away advantages where if you got a penalty and the clock could keep running. Well, we've seen it in college football where they found little loopholes where you could get an offsides on a kickoff, but then the clock would start running on the next play. And
then you just ran keep off kicking the clock. Off. Yeah. Keep kicking off.
So there have been little loopholes that had to be closed. I think baseball shift, you should allow a shift I don't think the shortstop or second baseman should be able to cross the midpoint. And I think creating a line, a vertical line from second base all the way through the infield dirt to the outfield, I think that is reasonable to do that so that you can't super shift that. That feels reasonable to me. Now, you want to shift as much as you want on one side of the field, that's fine, but you can't have more than
so many
three
so many
on guys. One side. Well, four on one side, because you can do whatever you,
with
you want.
The center fielder.
You cannot have more than four on one side. Now, what if you want to say, okay, then we're going to keep our center fielder here, but we're going to have three off. We're going to have three people shift. I still think, from what baseball's talked about, the shift will eventually be changed. The shift rule.
It would. Is that going to create more offense than
the
foreign
spirit of the
taking
game.
Away foreign
so
substances?
So did you see in game two where Devin Booker they lost, and this was a horse bleep call. Devin Booker had Pat Beverly reached in and basically smacked the ball when Devin Booker was trying to dribble. He reached under and hit it, and the ball then careened and went out of bounds. And technically, you know, the ball, they hit it where both guys had their hands on the ball, and then as the ball was going out, it like barely was, but it was all, it barely grazed
Booker's hand,
but it was still in Booker's hand. Like it never dislodged and then hit his hand. And they looked at this for a long time, and then they changed the call. And Jeff Van Gundy said, you know, this is against the spirit of the rule. The spirit of the rule, and I totally agree with him on this, and we've gotten in arguments about this in pickup games. This has been something you fight about in pickup games for years and years and years. And Van Gundy made a great point. No other point during a game other than 2 minutes does that rule change. Everyone knows the spirit of that rule is the guy who created the contact, unless basically the other guy's hand is off the ball and it rolls clearly off your hand.
Right.
But based on the way that Devin Booker lost the ball, it was caused by the action of Patrick Beverly, and it never dislodged from his hand and then re-hit his hand where it was clearly out on him. That's against the rule, violates the spirit of the game, and at no other point is that ever called that way except there in the last 2 minutes. And if you've ever played pickup basketball, you know that thing happens all the time where people argue about a block shot where you catch somebody. Basically, two guys have the ball on their hands at the same time. That's argued about as much as when somebody starts yelling, the ball, hand is part of the ball, hand is part of the ball. You can't just smack the crap out of a hand either, by the way. They'll call that in every league as well. But I had a real problem with that one. That flipped it. That was part of that 33-minute 90-second.
Yeah.
It took 33 minutes to play 90 seconds. Multiple challenges, multiple looks at, not even challenges, just multiple times looking at the replays. But That's one, to me, that could have cost them a game. Like, that was a major, major call at that particular time. And I think they've got to find a way to articulate that rule so that it doesn't come back to haunt another team. It's still going to be subjective, but I agree with Van Gundy. That violates what the rule is supposed to be. That's not in the spirit of the rule. So they're trying to find a little loophole in there.
Yeah. 929 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here on the show. 713-780-3776. Some news about Alex Bregman on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's going to be at least 2 to 3 weeks or more. You know, I mean, these things don't heal that quickly. So, I won't have any reports for you for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That was about Alex Bregman.
It's a long time.
He's not coming back before the All-Star game.
He said 3 weeks at least. At least. Or more.
Yeah, so he's out. And if you want to know the truth, I mean, not that you don't want Alex Bregman back, but the position has been given a much more production since he went out than his last 3 weeks were just crap, were just terrible. So, and by the way, it's Niall knows all these things. Niall says it's the 2019 AL Championship rings and trophy, not the World Series. It's the 2019 championship rings. So that's even, that's where Altuve with the buzzer hit the homer to beat Chapman.
That's when he had all those buzzers. Yeah, when he had the buzzers.
Had the buzzer. Yeah. And, Anthony says, Astro Security made my wife turn her shirt inside out before entering the Dodger game for wearing this. Hate us. With the Astros H, hate us. And then Houston Sports Czar says, Astros, please tell me what's wrong with my sister's shirt that y'all made her change, which meant having to buy a shirt. She has a haters gonna hate shirt on.
So that's it. Two things to say about haters.
I think they just wanted
haters.
Her to take her shirt off.
Well, based on the picture.
Yeah, so,
I mean, come on, give me a break. So you're gonna tell me that the Astros will police that, but they have no... We have no recourse but to give Yankees championship rings to the Astros. Bull crap. If you can keep people from having a shirt that says hate us, then you can not hand out a ring to a Yankee fan. There's no way that you can tell me that. And that's ridiculous. The Astros, let me tell you, that's not going to cause fights with somebody else in the stands. Words are going to cause fight. Having a T-shirt that says something about hate us, or that's not going to cause anything. That's dumb. The Astros really need to reassess that. That's really dumb. And I heard that it's hard getting any signs in. Even the most innocuous signs, it's really hard getting into. I get that Jim Crane has obviously put the edict out there, but Jim Crane should really rethink that and lean into it. You're giving away championship rings when the Yankees come to town, and you're doing a Jose Altuve.
They are leaning into it.
So if you're going to lean into it, let people wear shirts that say, hate us. That's all it is. That's leaning into it. That's saying, hey, go ahead, hate us. We're not going to run in shame. You can do what you want to do. Don't make people flip their shirts inside out. That's
I wonder if they thought.
Stop being lame. Stop doing a Texans thing, Astros.
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's so
Texans-y. I like that they're doing this. I really like that they're
doing love this. Yeah. I love this thing. They need to get on the right side of history when it comes to having people have shirts that say hate us and most hated and haters going to hate. Astros, don't be lame. Please don't be lame. You haven't been a lame. This has not been a lame organization. That's a lame ass move to say, well, you know, so in a. Let's just back down before we want to de-escalate. It's not about de-escalating anything. This is home field. If you want to make road teams, if you wear that shirt into Yankee Stadium and Yankee security says, nah, you're gonna have to flip that inside out. Okay. I get it. This is a home stadium. Why are you treating your home fans like they're road fans? Like, I'm sorry, you can't wear that shirt in here. But it's literally Minute Maid Park. That's dumb, Astros. Fix that. Please.
Yeah. No. Well, I think they might have thought hate us is that it was disparaging against the Astros.
Then they're not smart.
Yeah, right.
Then whoever is running the Astros is not smart. Do you want to believe that's the case?
Yeah, I was just looking at Mike Fiers looks is going to Dr. Andrews. We're not going to see him.
Is he really?
We'll never ever see Mike Fiers again.
Is there any chance that he's faking an elbow injury, an arm injury?
Just so he doesn't ever have to face.
Just so he wouldn't have to face the Astros ever.
Yeah, because they come here right before the Yankees do, right before the All-Star break. That'll be a nice week here. Is A's, and then after this of a bunch of garbage that the Astros are playing, you get the A's and then the Yankees to finish up the first half before the All-Star break. So that'll be a lot of fun. And you got those, I hope, fill the place up, people. And do not sell any tickets to the Yankees. No tickets to Yankee fans, Astros. Jim Crane was pissed when the Dodgers were here and how much Dodger blue there was. So I would imagine the ticket people at the Astros, I would imagine the ticket people at the Astros are going to be very careful about selling Yankee tickets.
It was so embarrassing when the Dodgers fans did what they did.
Yeah.
That's got to change everything. And Yankees fans, too. You don't give rings to the Yankees fans. You don't even sell your tickets to them. And if you're the Astros, the unfortunate thing is if you put it on StubHub or you put it on SeatGeek or you go through the Major League Baseball, you know, it's going to go to whoever wants to buy them. So, Astros, use your
– But you can't do tickets, blocks like they
if
did
If you
for
have
the
season tickets, who's selling tickets? Either the team or season ticket holders. If you're a season ticket holder, give your tickets to somebody if you can't use them. Seriously, make them pay face value. Hey, who wants tickets to this Yankees game? I can't go, but I don't want a Yankee fan to get them. So put it on your neighborhood groups. Just get it. Yeah. Write it off.
That
as
ain't
a business
your money.
Expense. Give it to somebody who is a –
That ain't your money.
Yeah, but Yankee okay, fan. then don't tell them not to sell to Yankee fans then.
Astros banned our Kiss My Asterisk shirt. I wore my Kiss My Asterisk shirt to the Nationals game. And there was a guy down low who danced between every time samba music came out. He was dancing, and he turned around and he said, "I like your shirt." I was like, "That's right, baby. That's Kiss My Asterisk."
That's because they beat us.
Yeah, right.
So he's like,
if I wore that, if the Astros had won and I wore that there.
Yeah, no good. You know how mad I was? I wasn't mad. I was annoyed. Game 7. Zach Greinke is dealing. I got this stupid guy dressed up in a shark. Because remember, they did the baby shark stuff, all the shark stuff. Mm-hmm. And they've got this guy dressed up in a dumbass shark. I'm up in a in the nosebleeds watching. It really wasn't that bad of seats. And this guy's in a shark, and he's talking trash to Astros fans in a shark outfit. And I'm like, they can't lose this game. They can't lose this game. And then to watch how A.J. Hinch played that and to see the way that they lose and to lose with tired Will Harris. And then the game's over, and it's raining sideways at like 40 degrees, and no one could park anywhere near the stadium. So you had to sprint for a mile and a half to get to your cars. It was the absolute worst 1.5 hour run of time that I've ever had. From the time of getting to the car, losing the game, stupid ass shark guy, the whole nine yards. You know, Garrett Cole then wearing a hat of his agency or whatever, just saying, "I don't have to answer questions. I'm not an Astro." Now it kind of pisses me off thinking back.
JJ says, "I didn't see this. You're only selling tickets to people with Texas and Louisiana addresses." That's
good.
Nice. Yeah, good. Except those people are going to turn around and sell them on StubHub.
Oh, yeah. You get scumbag ticket broker type guys who are like, "I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll make my money." Can you just have a moral compass just for one series, please?
Yeah.
For one series. Try not to get your hustle on.
Let's get Chuck in here. Hey, Chuck, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Hey, listen, I want to talk about not being able to shift.
Yeah.
Hey, they should be able to play wherever they want to play. Look, the old school baseball players would have eaten the shift up. Pete Rose, Ty Cobb, Ted Williams, Tony Gwynn, Ricky Henderson, all those guys, they would have just hit the ball wherever they weren't. That's what Pete Rose especially. He would have destroyed the shift. So the players need to come out and hit the ball where they're not. I don't know. Somebody said hit it where they ain't. I don't know who that was, but that was an old saying way back.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think they should be able to play wherever they want, and the player just have to learn to deal with it. Because I don't think it's the same as basketball. I mean,
yeah, but they're not sure, because the analytics say
right in front of the plate.
But Chuck, that's easy to say. That's easy to say. No one's going to do it though. Hit it where they ain't. I know that we can say that, but the analytics tell you that that taking a single is worse than trying for a home run. Like, or everyone would do it. Everyone would be slapping bunts.
No, I don't think that's the case. I think the case is that you make money with power numbers. You get to the league.
Yeah, but why would somebody not have an entire game strategy to break? You can break someone. If you do it enough times, they have to alter. They have to. If you hit somebody with a jab enough times, they've got to change or they're going to get peppered. Or if you beat a blitz enough times, they got to stop blitzing. If you beat a shift enough time with automatic, just like you're playing a game of pepper,
like
just
Mike.
Knocking it down there.
Like Uncle Mike does.
Yeah, if you do that enough times, then they have to stop doing it.
Yeah.
But yet, no, but who does that?
Well, that's the problem. No, you know who does that? Guys who actually have back control. Rod Carew is rolling in his is he dead? He is turning in
I don't think Rod Carew's dead.
Well, he's turning in his chair then.
He's rolling in his chair.
Turning in his bed. It is ridiculous that today's hitter can't do what Chuck said. Not hit it where they ain't. I think Casey Stengel might have said that. But it is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I think it's all about power. I have to overpower this baseball. I make my money with power numbers. I don't make money with singles. I make money with home runs, slugging percentage, and overpowering the baseball. That's how I make my money. And that's why there's so many strikeouts, and that's why the shift is going on, because I'm just pulling the ball and hitting as hard as I can. Well, that's today's philosophy.
But that's analytics
for the hitter.
But it's also the team philosophy. It's not just the hitter philosophy. I'm going to make my money. They found through analytics and through StatCast that launch angle matters. So they have altered and changed the way that they teach hitting. They want lift. They want a launch angle. Exit velocity is monitored, and it's very, very important. And they make changes in bats based on maximizing exit velo. Launch angle is of massive importance. And so it is a team strategy, but it's also an analytic strategy that you don't, you know, stealing bases, it's not considered worth the risk. Bunting is not considered worth the out that you give up. And I really, truly believe that the analytics model really frowns upon playing into what they want you to do, which is give up an opportunity for an extra base hit, which creates run, just to slap a little single, down the. I'm opposite. I say, man, you have to break up their comfort level of the shift. Break up their comfort level
right.
of the shift.
No, I don't agree that analytics says a base hit isn't any. On base percentage is huge. Walks are huge in
then
analytics.
Why, if that were the case,
because
then a team.
Because guys can't. They don't do it. They don't have back control like they used to.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot to. Oh, that's not accurate. I don't think that's accurate. They're not asked to bunt as much, but I think the ability to just play pepper and slap it down that side, I think you're not giving professional hitters enough.
It's wide open. You don't do that. Lance, every single game, I go, how can you not take advantage of this?
But you don't see people even try. If this were a team strategy where you would try, then you'd see guys actually trying.
How about,
I think it's a team strategy that don't let them get into your head. Hit your
hits
and they'll fall.
How about a bunt, everyone? Why is it that a guy can't bunt?
I'm asking you that.
Because they can't. Because they don't. Because you don't get to the big leagues unless you overpower the baseball.
Knocking your swing down to a three-quarter swing is not, that's not outlandish. That's not any, hitters still do that in terms of getting used to contact.
When do you see guys do that?
Well, they do that from a hitting standpoint. Go in the off-season
work. Only good hitters do that.
Well, once you get to a certain point, but to act like nobody has back control, I'll bet you the Astros could do it all day long if they wanted. I bet you the Astros, but they score 10 runs not doing it against shift. That's what I'm saying. I don't think baseball values it, or they would do this. There's a reason you never see anyone try, and it's because general managers and managers who do control games, who can call boom, boom, ear hat.
You asked Dusty, hey, if they're shifting against him, would you like the guy to hit the other way?
I'll Google this during the break.
Absolutely.
The 14-year-old team I coach gets exit velo and launch angle measured every week. Wow.
Yeah.
They can do that for 14. That's what's running decision-making in baseball, John. It's
power. We played 12 tournaments, probably 60 to 65 games, and we bunted one time.
No,
they don't bunt anymore.
No, his point, though, is also because it's power is what plays.
That's right.
Yeah.
So pull the baseball, hit it as hard as you can. That's all they care about.
It's a team philosophy. It's not an individual hitter says, I'm going to hit for power. Teams don't value that bunt. That's why teams don't do that. They don't care that it's open. They want to swing for the fences.
It's dumb.
It's a team philosophy that you try to hit home runs.
Chase says, today's baseball is full with the most selfish hitters we've ever seen in the game.
Well, that may be true, but from a team standpoint, teams are not doing it.
And you know what? And it's true.
You can't do it in an inning.
The analytics is producing the worst offensive major league season ever. Ever.
No.
Because they don't do this.
That's not what is doing it. It's more about the spider tech and some of the baseball stuff.
Well, we'll see if the changes.
Well, but it's also produced the most home runs we ever see.
Yeah. Ty Cobb said hit it where they ain't. Okay.
No. I've looked that up.
Who was it? Ty?
It was Willie Keeler.
Willie Keeler?
He goes.
If your name is Wee, then you are
keep
slappy.
Keep your eye on the ball and hit him where they ain't, is what he said.
Wee Willie Keeler coached Clay. Sorry, not Ty Cobb. He just dropped N-bombs on everybody.
Who is the Bronx Bomber?
Ty Cobb, known for a different quote.
Yeah. about Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got to take a break. What are you doing?
I told you guys.
Gilbert is on the other side.
Well,
so you want to stay tuned for
that. First, you got to talk about Craig Desert.
Ooh, Craig
Golf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. So what do they have going right now? I've got some of the latest and greatest. When you go to LanceZCars.com, you can shop there the same way I'm doing right now. You can see what the offers are. They're called programs. What's the program? One of them is 0% financing. 0% financing for 72 months on select models of Chevy vehicles when you finance with GM Financial. 0%. 2021 Buick Encore right now, they've got that as low as $32,335. It's a great compact crossover vehicle. I think you're going to love the design, love the way it handles, love the gas mileage. They've got a tricked out 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab model, and this is the big boy. You can see the offers and the details in terms of dealer cash back. And, of course, $3,350 purchase allowance on a 2021 Buick Encore, which is a little bigger than the vehicle I just got done telling you about. And the Enclave for Buick is the largest crossover SUV that they offer. Whether it's Buick, whether it's GMC, or whether it's Chevy, you're going to find pickup trucks, crossover vehicles, SUVs, and even an occasional sedan, although you don't find that much anymore. They've gone mostly to crossover vehicles. You're going to find them at the lowest prices and the best trade-in value. You can start the trade-in experience right there online with their chat function, and you can get your car, you know, frankly, bought and sold right there online at LanceZCars.com. They're in Angleton. Lower overhead means lower prices for you and phenomenal customer service. They win awards every year on their customer service index. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
In an ESPN article in 2018, where they were talking about Major League The Shift, Jeremy Krasnick wrote this. He talked to Daniel Murphy because they talked about how penal The Shift is to left-hand hitters. And Scott Boras called it the most discriminatory practice, and, you know, it's a discriminatory practice against left-hand hitters. Daniel Murphy from the Nationals was asked about this, and here's the analytics behind it. Strikeouts are way up. Pitchers are better than ever. Velocity, how good pitchers are. So you see velocity in secondary weapons 4 or 5 times at bat. Here's where he goes analytics on you. It's really difficult to get 3 hits in an inning. If you hit 3 singles, it's 1 run. If you get a walk and a double, you might get 1 run. If you get a double and a single, you might get 1 run. So my goal is to touch second base every single time I step to the plate. If I'm not mistaken, somewhere in the neighborhood of 7% of ground balls go for extra bases. If I want to touch second base, I'm not going to be able to hit the ball on the ground. Pulled ground balls are not really base hits in the league anymore. I haven't really stolen a base for 5 or 6 years. If I drop a bunt down, what am I going to do? I'm stuck at first base. So what I've done is ask our ball club to get 2 more singles, or I've asked someone else to hit a double. If 7% of balls on the ground go for extra bases, someone is probably going to have to hit one in the air to score me from first. So what I've tried to do is hit a double every single time because it's really difficult to string three hits together. And that's the thought process. I mean, the thought process is just because you get on first base, that's irrelevant because you're also not going to steal bases at the same rate anymore. You're just in line for a double. And teams think, okay, you want to slap one there. Unless your next guy is going to slap one too, you're in line for a double play.
Yeah, but did you read the Astros book by the guy who turned on him, by the way? Reader. What was his name? Ben Reader, I think it was his name. We had him on the show. Jeff Luhnow was all about on-base percentage, be it. And it was all about swing and miss for pitchers, contact for hitters, and obviously exit velo and everything else.
Also,
but on-base percentage, and that includes walks, that includes singles.
But he doesn't value that over scoring runs. And the purpose is, the question everybody has to ask themselves is, why are we playing the game? What is the goal of the game? I think it's to score more runs than the other team, and that seems to be what organizations are trying to do. They're going to set up
opposite is happening. But, it's the worst offensive season ever.
But not for the Astros, and they don't. And there are teams who are. And the whole point is, and for years and years, the Astros have never tried to beat shifts, and they've always had a deadly offense.
What they've got. No, wait a minute, though. No, that's not true. Altuve goes the other way. Brantley goes the other way. Yordan goes the other way. Correa goes the other way. All of these guys, they can beat the shift, and they do beat the shift all the time because they go the other way. They have great back control, and that's why the Astros are better than everybody.
Well, they don't go shift busting, trying to lay down bunts and stuff.
Not
like
that, but they go the other way.
Yeah, but they don't do it to the detriment of their ABs. They're going to take healthy cuts. They don't inside out swings like a Tony Gwynn or Wade
Altuve
Boggs.
Absolutely, we don't see does. That. Correa absolutely
well, no,
does.
No, there's nothing. Well, obviously, no, but you're not going to inside out a pitch unless, now, they'll take a pitch on the outer portion.
That's right, and
go
with
stay
it.
Back. That's just good hitting. That's not trying to beat a shift. That's just smart hitting.
But Lance, today's hitter doesn't even do that. Today's hitter doesn't go with pitches.
Plenty of good ones. You're using
that,
one
the
year.
The good guys do.
John, you're using 2021 and the runs scored and the batting average, you're not factoring in 20 or 19 or 18 when there was lots of offense. You're acting like these players don't, nobody does it. We've had unbelievable offensive numbers for a long run, and then this year it has dipped. So we can't just use this one tiny sample size and act like hitters are just terrible in baseball. I don't think that's and going the other way with the pitch outside is just standard baseball. That's not something new.
The guys are still trying to pull those, Lance. I'm telling
those
you.
Those are dumb hitters. And those, dumb hitters.
Right.
And we've had
and
dumb
that's why,
hitters
that's
forever.
What we got today. Is
yeah,
dumb
we've
hitters.
Had dumb hitters.
Yuli is a great hitter. Correa. All of these guys use the whole field.
Dude, Greg Luzinski didn't do it. I mean, Rob Deere didn't do it. Mark McGwire didn't go the other way with it. A lot of these guys, if you're a power hitter, you swing your swing.
But
not everyone is a smart hitter who can wait on the ball and go the other way. I get all that. What I'm saying is that, well, you know what Jeff Luhnow valued more than on-base percentage? The core was less swing and miss. He wants ball
right.
on bat.
Yeah.
Well, less swing and miss is what he valued.
That's what I said. With pitchers, it's swing and miss. With hitters, it's swing and hit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's not get on by any means. He wants doubles. He wants extra bases. He wants OPS. And a big part of OPS is your slugging percentage. We've seen guys with a 3.8. Look at Miles Straw. He's doing, you know, his OPS is still for his season down. His OPS is, his on base has come up. His OPS is still down. You still value power. And I just, by changing the shift, if you change it, you are going to improve baseball. It's going to hurt the Astros. The Astros have been super shifters for a while, and the Astros, more than other teams, do have hitters that have some back control. But I don't see them going out of their way to beat a shift. They're going to stay inside their at-bat.
Uncle Mike goes out of his way to beat shifts.
He can.
He does.
But you're also not going to overshift.
And Yuli, too. Yuli goes all the other way all the time when you're overshift on him. 56, let's get Gilbert in here before we say goodbye to Lance. How do we say goodbye to Lance? I forget. Gilbert, are you there? Yeah, he's sleeping. There he is. Why do you think Gilbert fell asleep? Because Lance was talking too long?
Oh, you'll nerd-ass baseball talk.
You yeah, think it's nerdy. Why didn't you chime in on this, Del?
Because I don't want your nerd stank all over me.
Nerd
you think
stank?
It's nerd stank?
Yeah, I could accept your thorn
what open. What about the WRC?
I don't know what that is. I can accept your Thor and Oakenshield stank because I have watched Lord of the Rings now and the Hobbit trilogy. So I'll accept that from you, even though you're very nerdy with it. But this, I can't accept. So I have
baseball
to,
nerd
it's
stuff?
It's too much. So no. I couldn't get involved.
Huh.
I mean, you're both really... That's all I was thinking the entire time. You're both crumb bumps the entire time.
Well, I tell you,
this baseball talk is crumb bum.
We got sent a video that we probably need to post on social media or something. Is this Japanese baseball league, Korean baseball league? There was a scrap like you wouldn't believe in baseball. And we probably, Josh, if you're listening.
No, looks like it's South American.
Sure.
It had Tecate sign in the background. Yeah. Quintero was the pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Based on problemas, yeah. I think you might be right.
Yeah.
I think this is the Spanish league.
I think it's South American,
well,
not Spanish.
It's Mexican league.
Is that the same thing, Lance?
Is it
dangerous ground.
LMB.
Is that the same thing to you, Lance?
LMB, Latin. Latin.
Okay. All right.
Is it
Spanish,
Mexican?
South America?
I don't know.
They all speak that
different
language
to me. I
don't
know that Brazil's playing a whole lot of baseball.
You don't think they play baseball in Brazil?
Not much.
Argentina. No. Well, Venezuela.
Argentina, Venezuela, yeah.
And Brazil speaks Portuguese.
League. I don't think
Argentina,
so,
Venezuela.
And Brazil. Not Tecate.
What?
They're not going to have Tecate
why did
baseball
you think it was
in a Venezuelan
game. Why do you think it was Korea or is it Japan?
Well, yeah. Well, I thought I saw Asian players.
Ooh,
I did see a little person.
Well, there's
I did see
Javelin
that.
Is on the field. Is
no that what?
It's Javeline.
The hitter ran with his
bat
and threw the bat at the pitcher.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen way more often.
I am too.
Because if the pitcher's going to throw a 90-mile-an-hour fastball at your head,
and even this
he deserves
guy,
a bat.
This guy throws his bat, but he kind of pulls up and throws it just left. Yeah. Like I think he could have hit the pitcher. He could have waited for the pitcher to make a move and then hit him.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more too. Where the flash anger doesn't manifest itself
you got a weapon in your hand. He's got a 90-mile-an-hour fastball coming at your face, and you don't use that weapon? I think that's dumb. Throw the bat at the pitcher when he throws at you.
That seems like an aggressive response and approach if you want to keep your job.
What?
You want to keep playing, right?
The pitcher gets to hurl a spherical object.
Yeah.
Yep. 90 miles an hour at your face, but you don't get to throw a bat at him?
Look, I have talked about baseball and their nonsense about, look, oh, you broke an unwritten rule. You pimped a home run, so I get to throw a 95-mile-an-hour weapon at you and act like it's not a big deal.
Well,
look,
if you pimp
I get
a home
it.
Run,
I get
that's
it.
One of the unwritten rules.
That's right. Nolan Ryan, Bob Gibson hit a homer off him. Guess what's happening? Guy gets one in the
head.
I can
throw something that might kill you. That's the response.
That's the response. 10 o'clock on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Lance.
Bye, bitch.
You crumb bum.
Here's a research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it. Do it now.